Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 16. There are five parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. When is Robert going to go shopping with his mother?
Can we go shopping after school on Friday, Mum?
What's the date on Friday?
It's the 3rd.
No, I can't go on the 3rd. I've got to work.
But I need new sports shoes for the 6th.
OK, we'll go the day before, the 5th. I'm free then.
Thanks.
Now, listen again.
Can we go shopping after school on Friday, Mum?
What's the date on Friday?
It's the 3rd.
No, I can't go on the 3rd. I've got to work.
But I need new sports shoes for the 6th.
OK, we'll go the day before, the 5th. I'm free then.
Thanks.
Two. Where will Jack meet Daisy?
Hi, where are you?
I'm in the town. I'm having lunch with Jill in the Italian restaurant.
Do you want to go on a boat trip this afternoon?
Yes, okay. We're finishing our meal now.
So, shall I come to the restaurant?
No, let's meet at the bus station. We can get a drink in the cafe first.
Okay. I'll see you in about half an hour.
Now, listen again.
Hi, where are you?
I'm in the town. I'm having lunch with Jill in the Italian restaurant.
Do you want to go on a boat trip this afternoon?
Yes, okay. We're finishing our meal now.
So, shall I come to the restaurant?
No. Let's meet at the bus station. We can get a drink in the cafe first.
OK. I'll see you in about half an hour.
Three. What time should Zoe's father call back?
Green Hill School. How can I help you?
Good morning. This is Zoe West's father.
Hello, Mr. West.
Could I speak to the head teacher, please?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting. Could you call back later?
OK. Shall I call at 10?
I think he'll still be in a meeting then. Can you call at 11?
Yes, that's fine.
He has got another meeting at 11:15.
That's fine. I'll call at 11.
Now, listen again.
Green Hill School, how can I help you?
Good morning. This is Zoe West's father.
Hello, Mr. West.
Could I speak to the head teacher, please?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting. Could you call back later?
OK. Shall I call at 10?
I think he'll still be in a meeting then. Can you call at 11?
Yes, that's fine.
He has got another meeting at 11:15.
That's fine. I'll call at 11.
Four. What was the weather like during Vicky's holiday?
Hi. Did you have a good holiday?
Not really.
Oh, what was wrong?
The weather. It was terrible.
Did you have a lot of rain? It was very cloudy here all week.
No, it didn't rain. It was too hot.
Didn't you have air conditioning?
No, We couldn't sleep at all.
Now listen again.
Hi, did you have a good holiday?
Not really.
Oh, what was wrong?
The weather. It was terrible.
Did you have a lot of rain? It was very cloudy here all week.
No, it didn't rain. It was too hot.
Didn't you have air conditioning?
No, we couldn't sleep at all.
Five. How much is the necklace?
I'm looking for some jewellery for my daughter.
Okay, how old is she?
She's only 7, so I don't want anything expensive.
Right, well, this bracelet is £15.
It's very nice.
These earrings are a little more expensive. They're £20.
Okay, and this necklace?
That's only £10. It isn't silver. That's why it's quite cheap.
Now listen again.
I'm looking for some jewellery for my daughter.
Okay, how old is she?
She's only 7, so I don't want anything expensive.
Right, well, this bracelet is £15.
It's very nice.
These earrings are a little more expensive. They're £20.
Okay, and this necklace?
That's only £10. It isn't silver. That's why it's quite cheap.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students about a careers fair.
I want to say a few words about the careers fair. If you haven't been to this event before, we have people who will talk to you about many different jobs. This year, the fair will be on Saturday, the 24th of June. The event is only for students in year 10. Tickets for your parents are available now from the school office. They are £1.50 each. Of course, Year 10 students don't have to pay. There are a lot of people every year, so we use the West Hall. I'm going to give you a form now with the names of different kinds of jobs on. If you're going to come to the fair, please put your name on the form and choose 3 kinds of jobs and give the form to Mrs. Hughes in the school office. That's Hughes. H-U-G-H-E-S. So, if you are in year 10, buy the tickets this week. Fill in the form and give it in. And tell your parents that the fair opens at 2. Any questions?
Now, listen again.
I want to say a few words about the careers fair. If you haven't been to this event before, we have people who will talk to you about many different jobs. This year, the fair will be on Saturday, the 24th of June. The event is only for students in year 10. Tickets for your parents are available now from the school office. They are £1.50 each. Of course, year 10 students don't have to pay. There are a lot of people every year, so we use the West Hall. I'm going to give you a form now with the names of different kinds of jobs on. If you're going to come to the fair, please put your name on the form and choose three kinds of jobs and give the form to Mrs. Hughes in the school office. That's Hughes. H-U-G-H-E-S. So, if you are in Year 10, buy the tickets this week. Fill in the form and give it in. And tell your parents that the fair opens at 2. Any questions?
That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Jim talking to a school friend, Lucy.
How are you? I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know. I was in hospital.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Were you ill?
No, I had an accident.
Oh, dear. Did you fall off your bike?
No, a cyclist rode into me.
Were you crossing the road?
No, I was on the pavement. You know, the place for walking beside the road. I was at the bus stop.
And the cyclist was on the pavement?
Yes, and he was going really fast. The bike went right into my leg.
So what happened? Did the bike break your leg?
No, but I broke my arm when I fell to the ground.
Did you need an operation?
Yes, but I had to wait 2 days. I had to stay in hospital for a week.
Goodness. But you're back now. Can you do schoolwork?
Some of it. I can write, but I can't type. Well, only with my right hand.
Now, listen again.
How are you? I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know. I was in hospital.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Were you ill?
No, I had an accident.
Oh, dear. Did you fall off your bike?
No, a cyclist rode into me.
Were you crossing the road?
No, I was on the pavement. You know, the place for walking beside the road. I was at the bus stop.
And the cyclist was on the pavement?
Yes, and he was going really fast. The bike went right into my leg.
So what happened? Did the bike break your leg?
No, but I broke my arm when I fell to the ground.
Did you need an operation?
Yes, but I had to wait 2 days. I had to stay in hospital for a week.
Goodness. But you're back now. Can you do schoolwork?
Some of it. I can write, but I can't type. Well, only with my right hand.
That is the end of part 3. Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear Pat talking to her friend Mark about something she has bought. What has she bought?
So, did you get the shoes, Pat?
No, I didn't. I tried them on, but they weren't right on me. Then I saw a lovely jacket, but I looked terrible in that too.
So did you buy anything in the end?
Yes. Just as I was leaving, I saw a scarf which was perfect. I got that.
Now, listen again.
So, did you get the shoes, Pat?
No, I didn't. I tried them on, but they weren't right on me. Then I saw a lovely jacket, but I looked terrible in that too.
So did you buy anything in the end?
Yes. Just as I was leaving, I saw a scarf which was perfect. I got that.
Seventeen. You will hear two friends talking about a painting. What's the painting of?
That's strange, isn't it?
Yes. What is it exactly?
Can't you see it?
Not really.
Look, the eyes are here. This is the mouth.
Oh, yes. But he hasn't got a nose or ears.
Yes, he has. Here and there.
Oh, yes. I can see him now. He's very old.
Yes.
Now, listen again.
That's strange, isn't it?
Yes. What is it exactly?
Can't you see it?
Not really.
Look, the eyes are here. This is the mouth.
Oh, yes. But he hasn't got a nose or ears.
Yes, he has. Here and there.
Oh, yes. I can see him now. He's very old.
Yes.
Eighteen. You will hear Sue talking to her father. Why is she happy? Now, listen again.
Hi, Sue. Did you have a good day at school?
Not really, but...
What went wrong?
Oh, we played basketball against North School and lost. But I had some good news before that.
Oh, right.
I was first in the science test.
Well done.
Nineteen. You will hear Jane talking to her friend Ben about her summer holidays. Why does she always go to Spain with her father?
Are you off to Spain again this year, Jane?
Yes, 2 weeks in the south.
Do you go there for the weather?
Well, it is nearly always sunny, and we love swimming in the sea. But we could do that in Italy or Greece or lots of places.
But you always go to Spain?
Yes, because my father has family in the south of the country and he likes to see them once a year.
Now, listen again.
Are you off to Spain again this year, Jane?
Yes, 2 weeks in the south.
Do you go there for the weather?
Well, it is nearly always sunny, and we love swimming in the sea. But we could do that in Italy or Greece or lots of places.
But you always go to Spain?
Yes, because my father has family in the south of the country, and he likes to see them once a year.
Twenty. You will hear two friends talking about the next term at school. What does the boy have to choose between?
Are you doing any new subjects next term?
Yes, we have to choose another foreign language.
You already study French, don't you?
Yes, but next term we have to do another language. It's Spanish or German.
I do Spanish. It's great.
I really wanted to do Chinese, but it's either Spanish or German.
Are you doing any new subjects next term?
Yes. We have to choose another foreign language.
You already study French, don't you?
Yes. But next term we have to do another language. It's Spanish or German.
I do Spanish. It's great.
I really wanted to do Chinese, but it's either Spanish or German.
That is the end of part four. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Alice talking to her friend about parts in a school play. Who is each person going to be in the play?
Have you got everybody for the play now, Alice?
I've got all the main people.
That's great. So what's everyone doing?
Well, Anna's going to be the daughter. She will be brilliant in that part.
Is it an important part?
Yes, it is. It's not the biggest part, but it's important. I've asked Hugo to be the son. He has never been in a play before, but he's working hard.
Who is Julia going to be?
She's the mother. She'll be very good.
What's Dan going to do?
I've given him the biggest part. He's the father.
Has he done a lot of acting?
Yes, he has been in lots of plays at the school.
Okay.
Betty wants to be the grandmother. She likes playing old people.
What about Michael?
He wanted to be the aunt because she has some funny lines, but I've told him that he has to be the uncle.
Now, listen again.
Have you got everybody for the play now, Alice?
I've got all the main people.
That's great. So what's everyone doing?
Well, Anna's going to be the daughter. She will be brilliant in that part.
Is it an important part?
Yes, it is. It's not the biggest part, but it's important. I've asked Hugo to be the son. He has never been in a play before, but he's working hard.
Who is Julia going to be?
She's the mother. She'll be very good.
What's Dan going to do?
I've given him the biggest part. He's the father.
Has he done a lot of acting?
Yes, he has been in lots of plays at the school.
Okay.
Betty wants to be the grandmother. She likes playing old people.
What about Michael?
He wanted to be the aunt because she has some funny lines, but I've told him that he has to be the uncle.
That is the end of part five. That is the end of the test.